For those of you I haven't met, either in this audience or on the live stream, my name is Lynn, and no, Einstein said you don't have to memorize anything, just know where to look for it. And I'm from the Minnesota-Iowa border, and I am the mother of seven, the wife of one, grandmother to three, almost four. And I've homeschooled them, home birth, all those things that people in my neck of the woods go, you do what? I'm the crazy lady out there actually picking her lamb's quarter, not killing it, which is what all the farmers do in my area. And I started on this path, well, 31 years ago, because that's how old my oldest daughter is. And it started because she was always getting upper respiratory infections. And the pediatrician said, that's just what kids do. And I said, I don't think so. This is before Google, or internet or anything. So I went to the library, walked my fingers through the yellow pages. Those were you. My age know what that means. Exactly. And I found a holistic practitioner in my area. I lived in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And he worked on her for about a month. And the only time she ever gets sick is when she eats junk. She's in college. Oh, my tonsils are swollen. The doctor says they should come out. I said, what are you eating, right? Follow your doctor's orders, but let's check this out, as we're taught. And that's where I started. Along the way, I heard about this woman who was doing a six-week detox. Her name was Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo. And I thought, oh, this is really cool. So I did it. And I stalked her, and along the way, she became a really good friend.
I'm not gonna do this year.
Anyway, so she's made a profound impact on my life, needless to say, and. So with that being said, let's all give a really warm welcome to Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo.
I love you. She's amazing. Those of you who know her, you know she's amazing.
Everybody knows
Lynn. She came into the first year we did the NEPT program. She said, I'm going to do this. And she came to our retreat, and I'm like, wow. And then she was going to do some work for us, like doing some blogging. And I said, can we hire you full time? She said, sure, I could quit my job at the
Bodacious Barbecue.
No, I think I said, I wish I could hire you full time. She said, so do I, because then I could quit my job. I'm like, okay, let's talk. And we talked. And she's been with me ever since, and she's just so wonderful. She takes care of everybody in all the programs. She takes care of everybody in NEPT. She's like, you know, mama to seven. She's mama to hundreds, hundreds. So thank you for all you do, for all you do. Mama. Ah, so wonderful.
Okay, here it is.
$200 from Thorne Research. Who could use that? Yeah. Okay. All right. Start the energy. If you want it. You got it. Let's see. This is the one that's calling me. Janet Rice.
Yay.
Congratulations. Enjoy it. We got a few more.
Okay.
We've got Vitamineral Rush, another one of those, which I love. I love the Sun Warrior products. Linda Gaffney. Linda? There you go. Well, now you have two. I usually buy two or three at a time.
Warrior Blend Vanilla.
Warrior Blend Vanilla. Who's going to get that?
You can make those protein brownies and
Kimberly
protein
Ward.
Muffins.
Where are you, Kimberly?
Kimberly Ward.
You can't eat pea protein.
How about Fit Food Vegan Complete?
Fit Food Vegan. What is
Does
this?
Does it have pea protein in it?
Probably. Get her something else. Vegetarian, but this is Pete. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you a cookbook.
So what she'll just go over and get you. You can go over and get something. Let her just pick something out. Not, you know, of the little supplements. Not, yeah. Of the supplement ones. Or, yeah, just go over there and she'll help you. She'll tell you which ones are in your budget.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, this is for the Warrior Blend. I love this blend. Janet Books. Right, yeah, there you are.
It does have wheat grass in it.
Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Yeah, it's got the glutamates in it, but if you're not that.
Okay, last one for this break. And Victoria Lee, where'd you go? There you are. There you go. Enjoy it. I love the hugs, so. All right. Oh, good. You got the rush. Good. That's a good one. There we go. Okay. So we have a treat for you now because it's been me talking and we had speakers and all this. But sometimes you go like, can I do this? Like, how do you put this stuff into action? So I've selected some folks who are really amazing that have been putting this into action, that have been taking the stuff that they've been learning and taking nutritional endocrinology and just like, going forward. And I selected people. It was really hard to do because there's a lot of people that I could have selected from, but it was I wanted you to see different categories of people in different aspects of the way they were putting it together, medical professionals versus chefs versus, so how to see how different people have implemented what they've been learning into their practice and grown their practice dramatically. So if you're in the audience and I didn't choose you to be up here, it's not that I don't love you. It's just that it was looking for the specific balance of presentations to give. So without further ado, will you guys come on up and we'll get introduced. Did they tell you what order to come in? All right, just come on up. You can come up that way or that way, either way. Come up that way. And so we're just gonna have some casual conversations because, you know, what I find that a lot of folks do is they say, well, they can do it, but I can't. Well, look at Steph. Like, she's up on stage now. A year ago, if we told her she was going to be on stage at Shine, what would you have said? But she stepped into it. So before we start that, we have a video from one of our dear, loved people in the program who couldn't make it and wanted to, and she made us a video, and I saw this video and I said, oh, I can't not play this video, so you guys may want to turn around and see it. So we go ahead and play the video. Who's that?
Hello everyone, my name is Toni St. Clair and I am part of the NEPT program. I started in 2014. I cannot say enough wonderful things about this program. It has so greatly influenced me as a practitioner. Simply stated, it's made me far more competent and confident as a practitioner. Not only that, it's made me far more confident as a public speaker. Dr. Rita Marie is very generous with her information. The breadth and depth of her knowledge is amazing, and she shares everything she has with us, no holding back at all. I have never had to turn away any client or potential client because of lack of knowledge or fear that I can't help them, because no matter what you run into out there as a practitioner, I can bring that to the group call. And not only do I learn and I'm able to help my clients, but the rest of the group, the rest of the community also learns. Also, Dr. Marie is very generous with her tools and resources, her done for you forms and programs and presentations have helped me to confidently take on many, many speaking engagements that have allowed me to share the message that I love to spread of helping people to take control of their health and get to the root cause of their problems. So if you are a practitioner who wants to take it to the next level, and you want to feel completely confident that you're able to help people get to the root cause of their problems and make a difference in people's lives, then I highly recommend this program. You won't regret it. I wish I could be there in person. I love interacting with this community. It's so warm and loving, but I'm not able to be there. But I hope you all have a wonderful time, and I look forward to having you as part of our expanding community of like-minded people. Bye-bye.
What? So sweet, huh? She lives in... She's in Maryland. Yeah, she's in Maryland, and she had some family stuff come up, and she couldn't make it. But she's been at them the last two, but yeah, we miss her, right? We miss her. Anyway, but we're all here, and these guys all have very different stories. They have very different backgrounds, and they've come to the program for different reasons. And we just wanted to have them share a little bit about that. So I'll introduce you, just give you their names as we go now, and then they'll reintroduce themselves as they go through so you get an idea. This is Laura Ricci, and she's a PhD in physical therapy. This is Karen Osborne. She's a certified raw foods chef, a certified macrobiotic Ayurvedic chef. This is Diane Letchworth. And she just collects certifications. So she's a certified gluten practitioner, and she's a certified Reiki master, transformational nutrition coach, and she can tell them about the others, I don't remember. And she's a great writer, because she did not come from a science background, but she'll tell you more. And this is Maura Kennedy, and Maura was in my very first program, and she will tell you more about that, but she's an IIN grad, and she is like this close to having her certification through our program, but she has like two more requirements to do, which we're going to get her to do very soon. And Steph, you've already met, the brilliant and wonderful Steph, who's our resident probiotic gut expert here. I turned to her for questions about some of the stuff, you know, and you know that. I texted you, right? Yeah. She's really got a grasp of this stuff. And at the end, we have Dr. Alison Grimson from all the way over in the UK, who has been working in the national health system there, and she'll tell you her story. So all different perspectives, right? Just a little bit different for each one. And so I'd love to have you just share a little bit about what brought you here and what you've gained from being here.
Sure.
And what your experience has been, how this program has helped you to put this stuff into practice.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So as Dr. Rita Marie said, I have a doctorate in physical therapy. I specialize in women's health and pelvic floor rehabilitation. So pelvic pain, incontinence, pregnancy, postpartum, all of that great stuff. And I, you guys know my medical challenges, kind of went through quite a bit with that sarcoma in my abdomen, several surgeries related to that. And the last surgery was complete reconstruction, moving all of my abdominal wall muscles to close a 12-centimeter ventral hernia. And the surgeon said, you can't work for a year. I was like, oh, you're kidding. So I had to figure out what I was going to do during that time while I was recovering. And I found the Integrative Women's Health Institute and got a health coaching certification through them because it was specific nutrition for pelvic pain and women's health. And Dr. Rita Marie was a guest lecturer, and I was fascinated. She was talking about nutrigenomics. I was like, I have to learn more about this. And I was ready to dive deeper. That program was a great kind of launching part for me, but I really wanted to go more into depth with everything. And it was for my own health. Because I had been from doctor to doctor and cancer and all this crazy stuff, and I wanted to learn things that I could do to empower myself. And I had a phone conversation with her. It was like 20 minutes, and she explained to me so many things that nobody else was able to do. And I was amazed. And I was like, okay, I have to do this. And I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of a challenging decision. I knew I had to do it, but I was like, oh my gosh, okay, how am I going to do this with the money? I'm not working as a physical therapist. What am I going to do? And my husband and I, we had this conversation. We're like, we have to make this work. This is your health. And I really felt like she would be my guide to helping me empower myself to be my own healer. And then I could take that and do that for other people and be their guides. Because I don't believe that somebody's like our healer, we are our own healers. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I got into all of this. And, you know, I live in small town Amarillo, West Texas. And it's been really nice because I'm learning so much to help myself. And then I started kind of a small health coaching practice. And it's grown slowly, which is nice because I have to have that self-care piece. I think that's so important. And that also allows you to inspire your clients, too. But this has allowed me, I was honored to be one of the featured experts on the Healing Pain Summit, which Dr. Rita Marie was talking on. My mentor with Jessica Drummond, Dr. Tom O'Brien was on. And I was pretty intimidated when I saw the list. I was like, oh, goodness. Okay, there's a lot of really well-known speakers on this. But I did that summit. I grew a list. I had no list. I had no opt-in. I had a Vistaprint website, teeny tiny, because I'm just starting out. That summit, I got 1,600 people on my list, which was amazing. And I'm just slowly growing it. I teach nutrition classes out of my home. I teach cooking classes out of my home. I have some pelvic floor physical therapists who have really challenging clients that aren't getting better just with pelvic floor PT. So they refer to me. Wow. So I have clients in California and New York, and I see them virtually over Skype. But it's been such an amazing opportunity, and I've just learned so much. And it, for me, it was the missing piece for my own health and for helping other people. And I think a lot of us are like that. You go through these challenges, and you help other people.
That's awesome. I liked what you said earlier about wanting to go back and help the people that you couldn't help. You know, got them 75% better, and then this couldn't.
And you've kind of blown my mind a little bit on that, like completely changed everything, because I had this PT brain. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a perfectionist, right? Like type A. That's probably why my adrenals are a little in trouble. But I wanted to get everybody better. I wanted to get them 100% better. And now I look back, and that's that missing piece. And I could feel it in my body. I had knee pain that wouldn't go away. And I was rehabbing it. I was iontophoresis and ultrasound and strengthening. And 3 months after taking gluten, dairy, and sugar out of my diet went away. And that blew my mind that it was inflammation. Yeah. So I really feel like this is the missing piece for so many.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Mm. Pass it to Karen.
Okay. So I met Rita Marie about 15 years ago when I had a sinus infection that wouldn't go away after 5 rounds of different antibiotics, and somebody said I needed to go see her. So I did, and she made a few simple changes in my diet, which was already pretty healthy. I had a grandmother from California who was way ahead of her time. And I did that, and she taught me a substitute for dairy, and then it was just so simple to change my diet, change my life. And I wanted to do that, share that with other people. And I read all I could read, you know, on raw food. And then I was at Raw Spirit 1 year, and I saw Sherry Soria and decided to go to play in her kitchen and had a blast. And then I've been doing the meals for Rita Marie's conferences. And last year at Shine, she asked me, because my brain it doesn't work like hers, you know, it's not real scientific. But so she asked me if I was understanding it, like she wanted to be sure everyone understood, you know, what she was talking about. And yes, I was like, yeah, I want to do this. So I mean, what I like to do is take all this information and make food that's delicious and healing, or maintenance food. But I mean, you got to eat anyway. You might as well enjoy it, mm-hmm. and enjoy right. your life, right?
Right.
So through this program, I've gotten to I've made connections like with Tony. I went to the Congressional Black Caucus and spread some of this, and it was a blast. You know, yeah. So now I've gotten really clear on what I want to do. I want to help seasoned citizens. So I'm gonna take this and movement and fun. I'm gonna do yoga, therapeutic yoga teacher training, and put it all together in some kind of groups for seasoned citizens.
I like that term, seasoned citizens. You'll have to get seasonedcitizens.com. Have you looked for seasonedcitizens.com? Absolutely. Okay, before we go on, this is just an extra bonus pearl. Whenever you come up with a name that you go, oh, wow, I like that, get the URL before somebody else does. So I said nutritional endocrinology. I better hurry up and get that URL before somebody else hears me say it and grab it. So go for
and
it.
Just for the record, my sister and I have gotten pretty much every variation on gracefully gluten-free. We bought several of those URLs, so yes, good advice. I am definitely the bird of a different feather here. I have an English degree. Now, that might actually be important. I came here in a roundabout way, as Dr. Rita Marie said, I am collecting certifications, and that is not because I don't think I know enough to help people, but it is because I see something and I go, I want that in my toolbox. I need that because that's something I can use. And if you want to know, I started with a small outfit to learn vegan health and how to eat a healthy vegan diet for myself. And then I was led to Cynthia Pasquella's Institute for Transformational Nutrition because I heard her on a summit and she did a webinar and I said, I want to do that because she incorporates science, psychology, and spirituality. She teaches us to understand eating disorders, the spiritual aspects, you know, including stuff like heart math and many other tools. But it's a great program, but the science is not all that much because that's not what she's trying to teach us. And my sister is a retired pharmacist, so she's the scientific one. I'm the word person. And when I heard Dr. Rita Marie speak, and I understood it, because even in my ITN schooling, I remembered that the systems I enjoyed learning about the most in the body were the endocrine and lymphatic, the poor forgotten lymphatic system. And I understood that the endocrine system is the one that really makes things go round. And so when I heard Dr. Rita Marie speak, I said, I need to learn from her. And when I saw how much science was in the program, I was intimidated at first, but I said, I can do this. I had to read an anatomy and physiology textbook for my master aromatherapy course, because, yeah, I'm doing that too. but the important key here is you bring it all back, and if you really want to know why I'm in her program, okay, this case study that she just ran us through, that's why I'm in her program, because I don't know how to make those connections on my own. That's all new to me. The science is new to me. I told my sister, I said, oh yeah, we were doing cell biochemistry. We're learning the Krebs cycle. She said, you're learning the Krebs cycle? Yeah, we're learning the Krebs cycle. So this is old news to her, but it's all new to me. But I started blogging. And I started blogging because one of my other mentors said, stop worrying about your logos and your businesses and your website stuff. He said, you need to get out there and start creating content. I said, okay. I sat down and I started blogging. And I started posting my blogs everywhere, all over my social media. We started a newsletter and all this other stuff. And Dr. Rita Marie kept saying, you write really well. If you ever want a guest blog for me, okay. So I sent a couple of things to Lynn, but, you know, the timing wasn't right, or, you know, the article wasn't necessarily the best fit. And then I said, wait a minute, because Dr. Rita Marie said again, she said, well, you know, if you ever want a guest blog for me, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And I pitched Lynn an idea, and I said, you know, the holidays are coming up, and, you know, everybody gets sick around the holidays, and nobody knows why. And I said, you know, we all know it's the sugar, right? You know, Halloween, everybody's getting sugared up, depresses your immune system, we all get sick. And I said, how about that for a blog article? She said, absolutely. So my first guest blog article, and I surely hope it won't be my last.
No.
Cold season, flu season, sugar season was published. Dr. Rita Marie's website just this past week. So yes, that English degree can pay off. And just because it occurred to me, I'm going to completely embarrass myself, and I'm going to tell you why I got the idea for that blog. And I'm going to have to move away from the microphone because nobody else is going to want it if I do it that way. The first thing in the blog article is
a reference to a classic Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck cartoon. And even though it doesn't apply to that, I will share this with all of you, because if you ever saw those Marvin the Martian cartoons and Daffy Duck and his disintegrating pistol, because brother, when it disintegrates, it disintegrates. So yes, that is one of my other skills. Thank you.
Too funny.
I'm not certified in that.
That's not one of the certification requirements. We may add it, but.
Hi, my name is Maura Kennedy, and I was so blessed to come across Dr. Rita Marie's path in her Before Be Gone program. Was the first one I took, and I'll never forget it. It was like, you're so nervous signing up and doing all of that and calling in. I had never called into anything, doing the access number. And anyway, fast forward, and I've been with Dr. Rita Marie for, it's like 4 or 5 years. I've taken the Before Be Gone program. I've been one of her ERC patients 2 years in a row, working on my own health issues, and she has the patience of the saint, as we all know, and works and digs and does not leave any stone unturned. She worked with, I think you've worked with two of my doctors. She co-worked with another one of my doctors on thyroid issues. And, you know, Dr. Rita Marie couldn't believe a regular trained medical doctor would email back and forth. So she really goes above and beyond the call of duty with everything. And I couldn't help but sign up for the NEPT program. I went to Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and it was just, it was, you know, a lot of more fluff, and I was like, I need more to become a health coach and to feel confident enough to be able to get out there and have be a health coach. And her program, you know, as we have all said, just amazingly wonderful, so much information. I go into my one-on-one clients, and I have such confidence because Rita Marie is so generous about sharing. Like, you just have to print off her information. It was like blood sugar. One of my clients had a blood sugar problem, and it was like I printed it all off, and she was like, whoa, you know. And I didn't have to have it all memorized or all known. I'm not a science person, a stay-at-home mom dealing with health issues for the past 18 years, and it was like, can I do this? But I was like, no, I can. I can print off the stuff. I can explain it. I can go through it. And it wasn't just, you know, with just one example of working one-on-one with a health coach. It was the insulin resistance, and then we worked on that, and then I can tell she was so stressed. So just Thursday, I was like, you're so stressed. And it was like, bing, heart math. We're going to do heart math. Right there in a coffee shop, I taught her heart math.
Nice.
And, you know, I wouldn't have had all those tools to be able to help her. And she was like, oh my gosh, I've never done anything like that. And this is a big corporate lady, you know, making tons of money, been in the corporate world. And I mean, just to let you know how Rita Marie just gives you the confidence. When I told my kids that I was going to be health coaching this Michelle Kozlowski, they're like, Mom, you can't health coach her. She's like way up in craft. What would she want? Like, you can't do that. And I'm like, craft the company. And I'm like, yes, yes, I can. And, you know, they were like, when I came home, they're like, and what did she do? And I'm like, she hired me. And they're like, for how long? And I'm like, she said indefinitely. She said I had so much information and so much valuable information, she was not going to let me go.
Aww.
And again, on Thursday, when I pulled out that heart mask, she's like, you just blow me away every time you come in here, Maura.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Thank you, awesome. Truly, from
well,
the bottom of my heart.
Tell them about your summit. On top of everything else, I'm
and
so
a
impressed
summit,
with
Dr.
that.
I started a summit. Dr. Rita Marie was so generous and nice. I had Dr. Rita Marie on the summit. She not only welcomed herself and her wonderful list, but reached out to anyone that she might know that I could have on my summit. So it's the wonderful connections that she puts you with, and I was able to have other practitioners on my summit. Steph was on my summit. So the connections that you make are absolutely invaluable. I mean, if you can't take all the material, you get so many wonderful connections that it is, it's absolutely invaluable. You reaching Thank out you. To those people was, again, when I got the email that you were going to reach out, I was just like, oh my gosh. And my family was, because they know Dr. Rita Marie, she met them at Thanksgiving in Chicago. And they're like, she just doesn't stop giving, does she, Mom?
Aww.
My 16-year-old that met you.
Oh, sweet.
Wasn't that so sweet?
Sweet.
But she picked up on it. I'm like,
and now
yes.
you have a mailing list of?
Now I have a mailing list of over 2,000 people.
Is that awesome? Woohoo! Congratulations.
So you walk in the door thinking that you're just going to be learning, you know, the endocrinology system, and look, a summit and a list of 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So you just, awesome. You don't know what doors are opening when you work with Rita Marie.
Thank you.
You really
Mom.
Don't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You heard my story before. And then what happened after the part that you heard is my yogurt company started to, I was developing the recipes and I started to get more successful and people started to buy the yogurt out of my back door. And this was before we were in Whole Foods. And then people started knocking on my back door and they noticed that I was like feeling a lot better and they started asking me these questions and started to come to me for help. And I thought, oh crap. I have to help these people, because it's in my nature to kind of say, like, yeah, I got your back, but, you know, I didn't have the information. So I signed up for a couple different programs, one nutrition program and a health coaching program, and I was totally disappointed that they didn't have the information that I needed to help these people, because they were quite... you know, needing help. And so I totally quit those two programs. And I knew Dr. Rita Marie through the CAFE program that I had taken. And I knew that she had like a practitioner's event. And so I phoned Jan and I talked to Jan on the phone and I said, did you guys have some kind of training or, and I signed up on the spot. And so as a single unemployed guitar teacher mom, I totally did not have the finances for this kind of investment and had never done anything like that before. I just knew that it was the right thing for me to have this information to help people. Yeah. Yeah.
And here she is.
Yeah, so that's that. Yeah, and I'm here and I don't regret it at all. And I've made back my investment, and I have a waiting list practice, and I'm confident that I can help people, and
Oh, and listening.
Yeah. You're and that awesome. Was a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. Like they say, you've come a long way, baby.
I think the community is really the best part, you know, someone to really push me forward, and the ability to participate in these summits and to have just someone to hold my feet to the fire and make me do the things that I really want to do.
Tell them who interviewed you the other day for a summit.
Donna Gates, but she talked a lot. But I hear that's normal.
That's
normal. Yeah.
That's going to go out to 250,000 people. Yeah.
Hello, you've already met me. I'm Dr. Alison Grimston from the UK. And a lot of people ask me, why is it that you take a more holistic approach to medicine? Well, the truth is, I broke my back when I was 17, just before I started medical school. And when I was faced with what turned out to be 25 years of chronic back pain, I rapidly found out that they were lying at medical school. They told me that medicine and science has all the answers, and that's all you need. But in order to get through medical school, I had to bring in traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, journaling, behavioral change, a whole load of things in order to be able to get through. Fast forward to what was I going to do when I was qualified. I was passionate about where gynecology and endocrinology joined together. Women and hormones, fantastic. Passionate about these things. I couldn't train to be a gynecologist because I couldn't stand for long enough to do a hysterectomy. So that was out of the question. So I trained as a family practitioner or general practitioner. And then 10 years ago, working full-time as a GP with these 9-minute appointments, 5 days a week, no time to actually empower and inspire patients and explain to them that true healing comes from within, I burnt out. And I didn't know about adrenal fatigue then. But in the years following, I trained as a spiritual healer, an animal healer. I collected qualifications like certain other people here. I'm trained in acupuncture, crystal healing, and shamanic healing. And I'm still having to work in general practice to have some financial stability. And I came over to America for one of these events last November. And I'd already done a lot of training in online marketing for coaches, but I still wasn't managing to put everything together to mix that with the clinical side. And I was sitting at a table, much like the tables here, at Rinda Norman's event. She does irresistible marketing. And this whirlwind came and sat down next to me with this enormous plate of salad. And I thought, "Woo, who's this?" And we got talking, and this person said that not only does she have a practitioner program for nutritional endocrinology, and she is into raw vegan, which is something completely missing from my education, but that she actually teaches clients to understand their labs or their blood test results in my country. And that blew me away because that was what I wanted. She was the missing piece in my jigsaw of where I was. So I arranged a phone call with her and booked in. And when faced with the options, it was obvious I couldn't afford it. I was in the process of remortgaging my house and my practice, but the practice accelerator program was so obviously where I needed to be that I had to take the plunge. And I signed up immediately, basically, and started the program in February of this year. A fantastic, best decision I've ever made. You, as a doctor, can't imagine the depth at which Rita Marie goes into the biochemistry and the chemical makeup of this thing. It's amazing. It's a re-education. All those bits on nutrition that are missing from medical education, they are here. And I now have a free sign-up gift, a stress-busting kit on my website, which you're all welcome to sign up for. And at the end of this month, I am doing a free webinar called Hormone Therapy, Myths, Methods, and Magic. And in January, I'm doing a 3-month group and individual program of training and coaching called Embracing Menopause. And that's where I am, thanks to Rita Marie.
Thank you.
So I just want to thank you all for sharing your stories, because it's are they inspiring or what? Because a lot of folks have the, well, I don't know if I can do this. And you can take what you've learned this weekend, you can take it further, and I'll share with you how you could take it further. And you can do whatever it is you dream of doing, right? There's no limitations on it. You set the goals, and you don't let things stop you. So I so appreciate you sharing, because we all have, like, they have vastly different backgrounds, and I'm honored that I'm able to provide that help. But I also want to say that it's in here, right? I can help you empower it. I can help pull it out, just like I can do with my patients. I can help them access their inner healer. I'm not their inner healer. But I can see, you see, I can see the things in each of these people that they didn't see in themselves. They didn't see their brilliance, and they didn't see the magic that they have. And for me, because my passion and my mission is to change the state of healthcare, I see it, and I'm like, no, you are not holding back. Right? I see what you can do, and that's not fair to those people out there who need you. And we're going to get that out there. And that's where I feel like my passion and my mission is. And the more that we can reach out, you guys, like we said earlier, even if every one of you saw one person a month, that's all an enormous number of people that I can indirectly help you to reach. And then, you know, beyond that, waiting list practice, you know, way more than that. You're doing, like, classes all the time. I see them posted on Facebook, and it's just magical. So thank you for this. I'm excited. Thank you.
So we're going to, if you can go ahead and take your seats. Thank you so much. We're going to show a video, another video, of someone very special that I worked with. Thank you. That I worked with, and some of her struggles and challenges, and where she's come as a result. And this was, when you're ready, you can go and play it. Some of you may recognize her.
Hi there, my name is Charlotte Jacobs, and my husband and I are known as two of the world's leading authorities in teaching coaches and holistic practitioners how to market their business and get more clients. We have many, many six-figure success stories. And I'm here with you today to endorse my dear friend, my mentor in health, and the most sophisticated practitioner that I have ever worked with, Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo. Now, Dr. Rita Marie has personally helped me drop 65 pounds by going through systematically all of the health challenges that I've had. And this is not a matter of just diet and exercise. This is a matter of changing my lifestyle and really discovering, getting to the bottom of those things that no medical professional and no other practitioner that I have ever worked with has ever even brought to the surface. So if you are someone who wants to up-level the way that you are able to take care of your clients and get them results, I highly, highly recommend that you study with her and let her teach you how she works with her clients. It will change everything for you. Obviously, you need to understand how to do some things that bring in new clients through your marketing and selling. And the fact that you start getting better results, that creates a viral effect. I tell everybody about Dr. Rita Marie. And your clients and your patients can tell everybody about you once you actually start getting them the best results, the unbelievable results they haven't seen before.
And you are all capable, there's something I'm looking for, you are all capable of that sort, getting those sort of results. You're all capable of really digging, and it starts with what? Where does it start? Before that, deeply connecting with them and really feeling their pain and their struggles and connecting with how you can best help them and asking that question, how can I best be of service with this person right now? And asking that question on every call with them. Because sometimes you may have an agenda that says, today I'm going to teach them about vitamin A and how it's going to affect their mucous membranes, and we're going to go through that, and I'm going to teach them how to make this food. And they come, and there's something else going on. And you have to shift gears, and you have to be able to connect with them and know what they need most. And sometimes you're going to end up just holding their hand and helping them to see that it's not as hard as they think and that they can do it, and empowering them. So I want you to have those tools, like we did with that case before, to be able to hear the history and say, okay, this is where I want to go. And I have the step-by-step, and I shared a lot of that with you. So this whole program came from me doing some programs online, teaching clients how to balance their blood sugar and how to understand their blood chemistry, and having a lot of people in those programs come to me who were health coaches, MDs, DCs, acupuncturists, and say, could you teach me how to do what you do? And my first thought was, well, why don't you know how to do what I do? Because we've all had the same kind of training. And I thought, well, I was feeling like, who am I to teach other doctors? Who am I to teach other practitioners? What do I have that they don't have? And the more people kept coming to me and asking, I thought, who am I not to? Like, it's not fair not to. So I pulled it together, and I had to muster a lot of confidence. You know, okay, I can do this. And I put it out there, and I was afraid to put it out there to everybody, but I put it out there to about 50 or 75 people who had already said, hey, I'm interested if you ever do anything. And guess what? 25 of them signed up. And I was like, oh my God, now I have to actually do this. Like, okay, I can do this. And Maura and Jan were both in that initial program, and Beverly, they were in that initial program. And I did, the first time I did it, it was an insulin resistance practitioner program. And several of you have been in the fourth generation of that. Who's been in the insulin resistance program? Yeah, that's where some of you met me for the first time. And it was like, okay, I can do this. Wow, I really love this. Wow, I really do have a lot to offer these folks. Wow, this is so much fun. Wow, their questions are so much more fun to answer than the client questions, like, but I can't go gluten-free, and what do I do instead of bread? It was like, oh, wow, I really love this. So I started this year-long program. It was supposed to be 9 months, and it was a year and a half. But you live and you learn. There's no way I could teach everything I needed to teach in 9 months, so it went a year and a half. And so these guys were in that program, and I was going to go to the next iteration. I knew where I needed to improve it, where I needed to expand it, and I knew there was no way it was going to be, I was going to offer it as a 9-month program anymore. I was going to offer it as an 18-month program. But then what did I do? I went and added a whole bunch of more stuff to it. And so now it's a 22-month program. They said it was like, you know, being shot from a fire hose if I tried to do it in 9 months, and that's not right. You need to have time to absorb. So what I did was I looked and said, what do I need? What would I have wanted when I was there starting out? Because I had my own health challenges, which I shared with you the other day, and I decided, heck, I need to go to school and learn how to help people so they don't have to go through what I went through, right? So I went to school, but I did 4 years of chiropractic school, full-time, 35 hours a week. I did 2 years of master's in nutrition program. Then I did a year of acupuncture. I didn't do an acupuncture, the full, like, four-year acupuncture, because I already had all the background stuff. Oh, cool. And then, so I did that, and then the herbal medicine. So I pulled all this stuff together, and I started working, and I got out and practiced. And when I first started practice, I had the master's in nutrition, and I had the doctor of chiropractic, and I thought, this is it. I'm going to open up my doors. And then I was like, okay, what do I do? How do I do this? Like, there was no system. There was nothing to follow. I had to create all my own forms. I had to create all my own processes. And it was a lot of work. And it took me years to just, like, trial and error from the standpoint of, here you go, Mrs. Patient. Thank you very much. Just do this and you'll be fine. To, okay, let's start here. And then let's move here. And then, so I have a system. And I've created that system. And I packaged it up. And I thought, what would I have wanted at the time that I came out of school? And that's where this program was born. I just started brainstorming all the different aspects. I would want done for you things that I could, like assessments that I wouldn't have to spend these years just figuring out what to do, that they could just take and I could have just taken and used. I would have liked some handouts that I could give people. I would have liked checklists, like a step by step by step by step. I would have liked to know really how to read all the labs, but instead, you know, I had to go to year after year after year functional medicine programs like Jeffrey Bland and other folks like that to learn some of the lab stuff. But really, when you're in the trenches and actually doing the labs, you learn it the best, and then you can teach it. So I put together this program, and it's been really exciting to see, like, what people are doing with it, like, to hear your stories of what you're actually out there doing with it and the lives you're impacting. And to have, like, the resources that I can bring into my fold and then teach others, like bringing Steph up on stage, like anybody in the program that has some special knowledge that everybody else needs, I'm going to feature them and highlight them to come up here and teach it, right? Maybe Allison will be up here next year teaching us about menopause. So I created this, and I wanted to have a community, because that's the piece I didn't have when I came out. It was me on my own, right? You know that, Victoria, right? You come out, and you're like, okay, it's just me trying to figure this all out. And I would have loved to be able to get on the phone and say, I have this case, and this is what's going on, and what do you think? So that we could discuss it and get ideas for what to do next. So that was another piece. I wanted to have, like, what can I do? How do I get people in? Like, how do I actually... Yet, what do I say on a consultation to get people coming? You know, you don't want to fire hose them. How do I do that? So I would have liked all these different components. So that's why I created the program. And I would love to share it, if it's okay with you, if I share a little bit more detail about the program. Is that okay? Okay. So I decided, you know, really to get it all in there, I wanted to take what I learned in all these years of school and in acupuncture and in herbal medicine and in nutrition and in diagnosis assessments and all that. But you know how when you go to school, there's a lot of stuff you don't really know and need to know when you get out into the world? like, what is the name of that tubercle that sits right there? And what are the names of all those little lobules on the liver? And you're like, well, I want to know the function. You know, I don't need to know all that minutia. So I took back out of all the stuff that I'd learned, I took the practical, the stuff that I actually used in my clinical practice, and dumped the rest, right? So it's still pretty in-depth, but a lot of the real minutia details that you'll never really use in practice unless you're maybe dissecting somebody and doing surgery, then you need to know a lot more than this. So I synthesized it down, and I took the years of all the education I had, plus all the functional medicine courses that I'd been to, and pulled it together to create a program. And then I thought, well, some people may not want to do a full, you know, 2 years of learning this. So we created two levels, a foundations level and a mastery level. And the mastery level is where you can get a certification. The foundations level is where you can get really solid the foundations. And I'll share with you the details of that. I'll pull out the papers in a minute. And we'll pass out some packets so that you can just kind of follow along and see. And then I thought, I think maybe we need a third level. Because I've learned so much. I've spent so much time learning how to get on online and do the internet. And I have a master's in computer science. A lot of people don't know that. I have a master's in nutrition, but I also have a master's in computer science. So I'm really good at the, you know, the systems approach to it. So I really learned a lot about how to do webinars and how to do live events and all the things that you can do online. So I did a lot of courses there, and I thought, well, I spent a lot of time and money, and I coached with these folks, but they didn't understand my business, right? They didn't really get the holistic health practice. So wouldn't it be nice if people who want to create a practice like what I'm doing could learn the marketing and the enrollment and all that, the business piece of it, from somebody who also knows their piece. So I decided to create a highest level, which I only take a few people in because it's a lot of my personal one-on-one attention to actually launch that business. And that's what Steph and Allison both decided to come into when they joined. And so we meet on a regular basis. We meet on a monthly basis on one-on-one, and we meet on a monthly basis as a group in a mastermind so that I can just like hear their ideas, hear their expertise, and help them design their programs so they're not in the vacuum. Because I remember starting my programs and I'm like, and how do I do this and what do I do and what should I include? So there's three basic levels. We call it the Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. So you can do the foundations level, you can do the mastery level, you can do the practice accelerator level. Somebody said something. But the purpose of it, like when you go through this program, the purpose is to have you feel confident and competent with the biochemistry of the body, with the way the nutrition works in the body, so that when you're sitting talking to somebody, your mind is going through all the possibilities of what could be happening with this person, and you feel good about a systematic approach. Like I shared with you earlier with that case. It's like, okay, we have this, but wait a minute. That test said that H. pylori was negative, but the symptoms are saying otherwise. What else can we do, and how can we move forward? And it's understanding and deciphering all those clues that are happening and helping that person to get well. So what we're going to do is we're going to have everybody, we're going to have my team pass out these invitations that we have. And while they're doing that, I'm going to explain a little bit about the details of the program and what you've got in here. So it's a one-year program or a two-year program. It will say that the vast majority of people who join do the full certification program. Most of the people that join and say, I just want to get my feet wet, very shortly thereafter they jump in further. So I just guide you through what we have, this beautiful invitation, and I'm just going to tell you to leave aside the front page you can read when you go back to your room, because it's a personal letter that I wrote basically describing my journey and the pain I had when I got into practice thinking, I'm just going to change the world. And it didn't happen. It didn't work. So the program is intended for you. I'll just wait while they do that. What I would love you to do is just focus your attention and pull out this document right here. Okay? It's our course catalog, basically. And the program is for you if you've been a health practitioner of any kind, or you're deciding you want to be and you have a strong background. So you don't, we don't require a degree. It's not like going to IFM where you have to have a degree already, because I found that so many people did not have those kind of degrees, but yet they have amazing knowledge and insights. So about half of our people come from IIN, maybe not half, maybe about a third of our people come from IIN. Another third are probably nurses. We have a handful of MDs. We have some chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists from various and sundry places. And we have some people who are just like, we're so passionate about their own health that they decided to learn on their own, and they know a lot. They've delved in and they said, I want to help others. And like Steph, she tried some of those other nutrition programs out there. They weren't deep enough. But she doesn't have a degree in nutrition or a degree in anything related to health. But she has amazing brain and an ability to learn this stuff, and she already knew a lot. So you don't have to have a degree to get into the program, but we are, you know, we'll make sure that you're not jumping in over your head, right? And we'll tell you if it's not, if you're not ready for it, we'll tell you what to, you know, what to do to get ready for it. Okay? So it's for you if you're ready to really help and make a difference, but you're feeling a little bit like stuck. Like you don't feel like you have the confidence, you don't feel like you have the skills, you don't feel like you have the background to do it. It's for you if you are sharing my mission about that passion, or if you're already a health practitioner in some more traditional stands, but you just don't have the depth of the nutrition. We go into each of the organ gland systems in the body. And we also go through, we have a module on every single assessments of every single one of them. So if you turn to page, page 7, there's a list of our modules. So I looked at a lot of other programs out there to see what was available, and there were so many holes I wanted to make sure that we filled. So our Foundations program contains the first 12 modules. There's the overview, like just get it all together. What are all the hormones that we're going to be working on, and what are they? The cellular metabolism, which Diane talked about before, which is the mitochondria and the Krebs cycle, but not from the standpoint we learned in school, you know, in chemistry class or in biology class. It's from the standpoint of, well, what nutrients, where do the nutrients fit in? How does everything play into that Krebs cycle? Because if the cells don't have energy, nothing has energy. So that goes back to foundations. What are the foundational nutritional and lifestyle pieces you need to optimize the Krebs cycle? The Krebs cycle is what creates the energy for you. Then we go into macronutrients. What are those? Protein, carbohydrates, fats. And we go into depth on what they are, what they mean, where they're from, the structure, so that you understand when a problem comes about where somebody's missing amino acids, you know how low amino acids are going to manifest. You know how imbalances between omega-3 and 6 fats are. Because just like the probiotic part of it, you don't just throw probiotics at a person. You don't just throw fatty acids at a person. You just say, oh yeah, you need omega-3s, and you give them omega-3s, you can create an imbalance. And if you tell people, oh, just let's have you take omega-6 fats, you can throw off the omega-3 balance. And it's so important for inflammation. What did we learn yesterday? Inflammation is part of a little bit, a lot, right? Everything. Right, so we have to balance inflammation. So we'll have a whole session in addition to the macronutrients in the mastery part. We're going to have a whole module on how to evaluate the fatty acid testing that we can do. Not only the symptomatic stuff that you look for signs of that, but we can talk about how to evaluate the testing itself. Then we go into functional testing, history taking. Remember I said there's like 12 or 13 videos on doing history? Like all those questions. Not that you're going to ask every single question of every person, but it's really important to know what to ask so that you can know how to put the program together. Then micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, where they are from, how they metabolized, the biochemical pathways. So when you have somebody present, you kind of have an idea of where to go. We have food principles and diet dogma. That's a module that we're going to be starting very soon. And it is basically, well, there's all these diets out there. What's the right one? Like, does somebody need a low-carb diet? Do they need a vegan diet? Do they need a macrobiotic diet? Do they need the zone diet? What about the the FODMAP diet? What about the specific carbohydrate diet? I mean, the low-histamine diet? And everybody's got a little bit different thing going on. Like, when do you use those diets? Some of them are therapeutic and you only use them for short periods of time. Others can be lifelong diets. How do you help a person figure out which is the best diet for them? And then we go into the digestion. And some of you have signed up for our digestion only program and you're getting that part of the program. So know that if you're signed up, that's you're getting module 7, the endocrinology of digestion. And that's like 18 module part of the course. So there's a lot of pieces to it. We do individual videos for each piece. We try to keep them to like 10 to 20 minutes. Some of them go a little bit longer than that, but very specific subject oriented. So you can watch one and then you can understand what's going on before moving on to the next. Okay. Then we have physical exam skills for those of you who can do physical exams, but for those of you who are working long distance and you don't have that license to touch people, no big deal. We have a physical exam that we teach you how to do it remotely with people so that they can do it. You teach people how to do it on themselves or with a partner at home, and then you can get some clues as to nutritional indicators in their body. We have the in-office and home testing. So we showed you some of that stuff today, but we have a whole book, like a 70-page book that you get that goes into all those home tests that you can do with people. Blood chemistry, we went into a little bit of that today, but we have the modules that teach you everything about that, very specific, very slow, very carefully, so that you understand it. It's very different from the way it's taught in medical school, which is, here's how you read a lab. You look for the numbers that say high or low, and then you say, that's very high. Maybe we need to do further testing, or it's not too bad. Let's just watch and see if you get worse. We'll do something about it. Your glucose is 118. You're almost diabetic. What should I do, doc? Lose weight and come back in 6 months, and if you're diabetic, we'll put you on medication. That sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? But that happened to one of my patients. Right? That happened. And she got in my program and we worked out with her. And then 6 months later, she was off all her thyroid medication, all her blood pressure medication. Hashimoto's was gone. The blood sugar was 78. Right? She lost not in the 6 months, but overall in a year, she lost 110 pounds. Right? But they were just writing her off as you're going to be diabetic. She goes, look, my mother's diabetic. My uncle's diabetic. I don't want to become diabetic. You have the power to step in there and help those people. And we have endocrinology of sleep and blood sugar tests, blood sugar balancing. Those of you who are in the IRSPT program, module 12 is that IRSPT program, insulin resistance practitioner training. So two of these we actually offer as separate programs if you want to specialize in just those. And then there's a whole bunch more under, and I'm not going to read every single one of them. You can read them, but there's functional assessment for each of these systems. Then we go into more detail, like the adrenals, the thyroid, the sex hormones, the brain chemistry. And it's step by step. It's set up so that you can learn it at your own pace. So you don't have to, have the test done in a certain period of time, because some of you are busy moms and some of you have practices already, and you can do it at your own pace. At the end of each module, there's a test. In order to do certification, you just have to pass all the tests. Open book, program called Exam Professor. You go in, you answer the questions. If you're not sure, I want you to look it up. That's not cheating. That's life. You think I have everything memorized? No, I know where to look it up. What did Lynn say before, right? Einstein said, why memorize something when you just know where to look it up? So I want you to be able to look it up. So we make the questions a little more challenging so you do have to look it up, because that's the technique I want to teach you, right? I want you to learn how to do that. And that's where we go into all the advanced stuff is in the mastery and certification. Like I said, most people opt to do that, but you can get your feet wet and do the foundations. And just going to guide you through this, which you can read on your own, but certification, starting on page 8 and 9, this is not a pay your money, come to the course, and finish it, and here's your certificate. Because I'm going to say you're certified through my institution, through the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. You have to be that high caliber practitioner. So we have, like, you have to do the exams, and it's not rocket science. It's not meant to keep you back. It's meant to have you be competent, and it's to your benefit and mine, right? You want to be competent, and you want me to give you the seal of approval and say, yep, you're competent. I know you know your stuff. So there's case histories you have to do and submit, and there's a presentation that you do to your group, and there's some papers and things like that. It's not over the top, like it's going to take you 4 years to do it. You can do it in 2 years. Or you can do it in 4 years if you need longer. That's the way it's set up. Like I said, I took out all the minutia of the academic stuff. Not to say there's anything bad about that. If you want to be a research biochemist or a research cellular biologist, by all means, you need to go get the university degree. But if you want to really deeply help and impact clients, you can do it with what we're teaching you here. The beauty of it is, in addition to the coursework, you get calls pretty much every week. There's a call that you can come to. You can bring your cases. You can ask questions about the content. And the case support is amazing. Tony, who you saw up on the screen earlier, Tony comes all the time with, well, at first it was, I don't know if I should take this case on. I've never treated this, whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm like, what do you think that is? Is that an autoimmune process? Yeah, it's an autoimmune thing. What do you know about autoimmune processes? What's going on with autoimmune? Well, I would do this and this and this. I said, so why can't you take this patient on? Oh, okay, I got it. You know, and any time. She had one case where someone had come in and they were about to have a thyroidectomy. 2 weeks, they were 2 weeks from it. And they said, I don't want to lose my thyroid. Why? So I said, calm down, let's ask her some questions. So we went through the process and she said, oh yeah, the questions were like, why do they want to take your thyroid? Get this, because her mom and dad, or her mom and grandmother had both had thyroid cancer. And they didn't want her to get it, since her numbers looked a little suspicious, so they wanted to take it out. Oh, so Tony says, look, she says, I don't want to lose my thyroid. So Tony says, okay, let's work together. And we went through a process. She understood what she needed to do. And like within a month, she canceled the surgery and then checked back in. After like 2 or 3 months, she'd lost 30 pounds. Her thyroid numbers were in normal range. She was full of energy. And this is, you know, this is what she did based on what she learned here. You can help. Imagine if Tony didn't step in and say, yes, I can. If she didn't have the confidence and she didn't have the support system to back her up, that poor woman would have lost her thyroid for no reason. And those people are out there in your path too and in your life. And they're going to turn to you and you're going to be scared out of your brains. You're going to go, but you got to say yes. You got to say yes, and then you look for the support, right? There's all kinds of people that could support you, and we teach you to know when to refer out, when you need to get that person some medical attention, and when you need to, how to communicate with those doctors. We teach you a case history, a way of doing a case history that you have to do for your certification, so that if you're working in conjunction with that person's MD, you can pass that case on, and they'll like be really impressed with you. Like, well, I got this patient and I don't know what to do anymore. No, you can communicate with them. And a lot of our people in the program are communicating with the doctors. Steph does that all the time with her folks. The other really cool part about this program is the opportunities after you graduate. Number one, we're certified through the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. So once you graduate, you apply to them and they will, you know, you pay their fee to be on their website and you get to be certified as a, what do they call it, a board certified holistic health practitioner through them. So you're a board certified holistic health practitioner. We've also been approved as a sponsored school for the National Association of Nutrition Professionals. And we're going to be listed on their site. We're not up yet. We're in the final stages of getting that up there, but that will, we will be in their directory, and you can sit for their exam and be listed on their directory. So those of you who like to collect certifications, like Diane, there's two extra certifications that you get in addition to being a certified nutritional endocrinology practitioner. We're working with others to get like advanced credits and CMEs and that sort of thing. All those things take time, and we're working on getting as many of those as we can to facilitate, you know, your postgraduate education. But the other piece about postgraduate is the employment opportunities or the contractual opportunities. Because one of the things you do as part of your certification is you help me in one of my programs with people. There's a certain number of hours, and you become a functional coach to these people. And we've got several of them in the room, Allison and Mia and Steph and who else in here? Tony is one. And I don't know who else in here is. And those of you who aren't yet, this next year, you'll be, like in June, you'll be invited to be part of that as well. And you basically take on a few people in that program. You're taking them through, but it's like the internship part where we have the monthly rounds, we sit down, how's this person doing, what can we do to help this person, and we work as a team to work with these folks. So you get that clinical internship experience, which is really cool. But then you have the opportunity to be coaching folks that come to me, because I get people all the time, oh, I want to come to you, I want, you know, are you taking new patients? I'm like, I'm booked for 3 or 4 years, I can't. So I have trained, so Jan and Lynn right now are doing it, Steph's been doing it, Steph is leading what we call the private, I don't remember what we called it, but it's basically a private coaching piece of a group digestive program we have called GRAND, and Steph, because of her expertise in the digestion, she took on, it was supposed to be limited to 7 people, and more people got in before we closed registration, so she's got 10 people that have signed up to get some private coaching with her to get them through our GRAND program and the digestion and take them further. All those opportunities are available for all of the people that are coming through the program, graduate, you know your stuff, I feel good, I'm going to have you do it and help us, because I want to reach more people. You know, we currently reach about 50,000, a little over 50,000 people on our mailing list. I want to grow that to several hundred thousand over the next few years. And we have requests all the time that are coming in that people want to help. They want help with their health. So you can have your own practice, but you can also be available on a contractual basis when we need somebody, especially somebody comes in and needs pelvic floor stuff or somebody's got pregnancy stuff. When you say, okay, Laura, we want to send somebody to you. So you've got that whole referral network and that employment opportunity as well, which I'm thrilled about because I just want to reach lots and lots more people. That's my goal. That's why I do what I do tirelessly. So in here there's details about each of the tiers and the numbers of calls, and I don't want to bore you with the numbers of calls and all that. You get as many calls as you need to get the support you need, bottom line. And we're revamping and adding some new things. A couple of things we added at the mastery and certification level, we added it this year, and all of you who are in already will get 3 virtual retreat days that we're going to have, like, you know, every other, like, Shine will be in one of the quarters, and then the other 3 quarters of the year we'll have a virtual retreat day where we hang out together for a day, and we'll decide what the topics are. It'll be whatever is needed at that time to really go deeper with that. two of those. Well, we have office hours where people can drop in. You can just drop in and ask a question. You don't have to stay for the whole call. And then we have calls where it's really a coaching forum where everybody comes in and shares. And what do you think about, you know, Tony's patient over here? You think, how would you do that? And we really delve into it. Sometimes we do screen shares and we put up the labs and we, you know, I show all the labs and how they work. It's pretty darn amazing. In addition to the program itself, there's bonuses. You get tickets to Shine. You get tickets to our Spring into Vitality event, you know, stuff like that. The other thing that's really cool that you get, remember we said the 3 pillars. We said the self-care, the clinical mastery, and the marketing, right? So on the self-care, we give you access. There's different, in the foundations level, you get access to our blood sugar balancing and our digestion programs, and you get to take it as a client. So you could actually experience it and work on your own health. In addition, for mastery and certification, you get that for all the rest of the programs, the adrenal, the thyroid, the nutrigenomics, et cetera. You get access to this. You get access to all the materials we've put together. You can see how I structure it so that you can think about how to structure it for your own clients. The nutrigenomics is like huge right now, and it's just growing a lot because there's so much growing in that area, and we're fascinated by it. I just sent Lynn to a 4-day conference that Ben Lynch did because I couldn't personally make it, and she went and she just like took notes and had a great time, met a lot of people, made some connections, and it was pretty darn awesome. And everything I learn when I go to these conferences, I'm bringing back in some way, so the program's not static. The other thing that we have that I really wanted to emphasize is if you are not a licensed practitioner and the labs won't let you order. Certain labs won't let you order tests. We've made arrangements with them that you can order through my license. But you have to be in the program, so I'm keeping close tabs on you, or certified and maintaining your certification. And as long as you do that, we'll allow you to run labs through us, because I want you to be able to do that when you need to do that. The other thing is, I arranged with Dickon Weatherby. Does anybody know who that is? He has a really great online clinical blood chemistry assessment program. I talked to him about some arrangements we can make with the clients, and he was like so uber generous that what he did was he gave every person in the program an account to go into. We have one master account that all the people, everybody's clients go into, and you can run all your cases while you're a student in there. Then once you graduate, then you can upgrade. Because right now you don't want to pay $65 a month to run one or two labs or three labs a month. But once you build up a practice to a certain point, it's well worth the $65 a month. And it's amazing, you know, all kinds of reports that you can give your clients that tell them about their blood chemistry. Really cool stuff. And he's arranged for that. We also have this, what we call the advanced clinical resources, where we bring in guest faculty. So we've already had guys like Jeff Bland. We've had, that list is on this page. I'm drawing a blank. But the people that have said yes to me that are going to come in are folks like, let me look at my list, Donna Gates, David Brownstein, Jonathan Wright, Dennis Wilson, Annika Becca, Terry Walls. I've talked to them, and when it's appropriate to bring them in for the right topics, they're all going to come in and do these guest talks, which will be in the library and everybody can watch them. But if you're in the program while it's live, you actually get to come on the call live and ask these guys questions. And these are top people in the functional medicine realm, so you learn more. We've had Dickon Weatherby, Jeffrey Bland, Dr. Kim Duramo, Dr. Linda Berry, Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson, Dr. Tracy and Trancatella. All of these folks have done talks to us on, you know, their clinical experience with these different topics, and we have plans for lots and lots more. And then also on the business sense, you know, I can really coach people from the business perspective because of the experience I've had, but that's not my passion. I want to do that with that select few in the program that I can really work one-on-one with. I've created 6 modules to help you with finding your niche and setting up your first program and all that, but I've also invited experts in the field that I've worked with that have helped me, and these have helped others in this group dramatically, where they'll say, oh, I really need what this person has, and it's taken them to the next level. Tony and Maura worked with somebody who helped them do a summit. They said, you're ready for a summit. And so after she met them on my call, they went and worked with her to help them do a summit. So there's all kinds of resources. We have Andrea Allen, Bill Barron, Kim Reddington, PJ Von Hull, Sean Stewart, Teresa Skelly, and all the topics are things like how to overcome your fear about enrolling clients and actually do that, using speaking to get clients, becoming a list builder, and mastering the money mindset, because so many of us are like, we're holistic health practitioners. We shouldn't charge for what we do. We should just do it because we love people. Have you ever heard that or felt that? Oh, but I don't want to charge people too much. Like, heck, who's going to pay your bills? Who's going to pay for your training? You know, you got to do it. We have people come on, and we offered this program for $297 for this 8-week coaching program with all this amazing stuff. And somebody wrote in, well, if you really cared about people, you'd offer it for free. And I'm like, excuse me, do you have any idea how much it costs to run a program like that? No clue. I just want to tell you a couple of things about the Practice Accelerator. We only have 3 spots for that, and that's by application only. I mean, they're all by application only, but it's like really, you have to be ready for it. You have to have a practice already that's doing. It doesn't have to be a thriving practice, but just a practice that you understand how to run a practice. You're not just graduating from school. But that's a program that Stefan and Allison, and we have 3 others that are in that program. But what you get with that is my one-on-one attention. We do a VIP day where we're sitting out there and mapping out your business step by step by step. What programs are you going to do? What audience are you going to target? How are you going to get people in? But it's beyond that, because I've done coaching programs like that. I wanted to make it a little bit more in-depth than that. So yeah, you get the one-on-one coaching with me every month, and yeah, you get the mastermind every month, and we get a couple of 2-hour things here and there. It's a whole bunch of that. But what you get is a done-for-you set of resources. So Steph does a teleseminar to announce her new program. I get on the teleseminar. We created a special teleseminar for my list, and it goes out to my list, and I invite everybody in. At the time when Steph did it, we had about 20-something thousand on the list. We now have 50-something thousand. So if you're in that practice accelerator, imagine getting promoted from me. I'm saying, this person's great. My list loves me. They're going to come and say, oh, well, I want to study with you. Yeah, I have that. I don't do a special program in menopause. I can't wait for this program to be done so I can actually send people to study with Allison, so I can send people to study with all of you, pelvic floor stuff, right? Create something on that, right? I will send people there, you know? So I'm working with people. I'm helping them put together their first ebook or their second or third or fifth or whatever. We'll actually use our graphics designer, create an ebook, and put it in my store and sell it out there so that it's promoted to 50,000 people. So that in and of itself is well worth what, you know, the program. And Steph said after she offered her first program, she completely paid for her investment in the program, which is really quite awesome. And that was my intent, is that you get back way more than you put in. That's my intent. And I'm there for you. It's more than just a coaching, it's launching you. I want to launch you out there and get you out into the world. So that's the practice accelerator. So if this feels like something that you want to do, you'll know. You'll feel it. You'll feel butterflies, like, I want to do this, but how would I afford it? There are ways, and we'll talk to you about those ways, because people have been very creative. Second mortgages, getting a financer. Seriously, that's what people have done and paid off, right? So if this feels like it's something that's calling to you, what I invite you to do is to go to the application page. We have the investment sheet in there. When we thought about what we should price this program at, it was challenging because a lot goes into putting on a program like this. A lot of team, a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of software, a lot of analysis. But we have some specials for you if you sign up now. You can sign up next week if you want. You can sign up in a month if you want. You could say, I'm going to wait until January. You can start in January if you sign up now. But if you sign up today here, you get the special investment options that we have listed on the program. You can do full pay, you can do payment plan. And it's set up to be affordable in a payment plan way that it might be a stretch, certainly, but it's definitely affordable. We have most people that do the Practice Accelerator pay in full. We've only had one person ever not pay in full. There's an advantage to doing the full pay in that you save some money. And so we say, let the bank finance you rather than us finance you, and we're going to give you $10,000 off price. We also have some special bonuses. So there's a sheet in there, and you can look through this. The Foundations program is at full pay $6,997. And when I looked at what to charge for this program, and people told me I was crazy to charge that because places like ITN, where you went to, is about $5,000, $4,000 for a six-month program. Five or $6,000 six-month program. And the program that the IIN program is about $5,000 for a year, and it's, you know, it's kind of light. So $6,997, $7,000 for what we're offering for a year-long program for Foundations is phenomenal. And then the mastery and certification is 2 years. So it's really priced at probably a little more than half of what ITN would be if you spread it out, but so much more depth and so much more of me. I mean, years from now, it's not going to be as much of me, because as everybody graduates out, we're going to have other people and helping me and doing this kind of stuff, but you're getting in at the ground floor. I get to work with you. And I get to know everybody in the program. You come to the calls, you talk to me, and we love everybody, and I want your success. I mean, I'm there for you, for your success. So the investment may feel like, oh my God, can I do this? And it needs to feel that way, because it needs to feel like it's a stretch. And it's an investment in you and in your future, but it's also an investment in the future of health for the world, the entire world, okay? If you go for the all the Invest in Full, you go for Invest in Full at any level, we have three extra bonuses that you get. One is a virtual retreat day with me, small group, how to create an online client training and food demo class that attracts your ideal clients and enrolls them into coaching programs. I started doing food classes and classes in my home, but I had no clue how to turn those people into my ongoing clients. I've since learned that, and I want to share that with you. But I also want to teach you how to do those from your home over the live stream, because it's really a lot of work to do a class there, and you have to buy food for all those people that show up. Guess what? When you do it online, you don't have to feed them. It's so cool, right? And you don't have to clean up their crumbs when they leave. It's so cool, right? So you get to teach them. And then you have a recording that you can sell other people all over. Steph's already done this. Steph, are you still around? Steph's already done it, right? It's really cool. It's not, you know, it takes a little work, but once you do it, you'll learn how to do it. We're going to teach you how to do that, but not just how to do it, because there's mechanics and what software to use and all that and what cameras to get and all that. But there's also the how do you then take those people and engage them so they like, okay, I want to work more with you. When I used to do these at my house, I would do all these classes and I'd teach all this stuff and I would never mention that I was taking on patients. I would never even mention it. And I remember people coming to me later and somebody called me up, oh, we were at your class 3 weeks ago and my wife is having this health crisis and we went to this doctor over here and they don't know what they're doing and we need help. Can you refer me to somebody? I'm like, well, I can help. They were like, wow, I didn't know you did that. Why didn't you tell us at the class? We wouldn't skip that other guy. We wanted to come to you. I'm like, oh. So I've learned how to do that and I want to share that with you, because if you don't enroll people when they're there in a loving and caring way, you're doing them a disservice. And a lot of people have said, well, oh, it's icky. I don't want to offer them something. It's like you're doing them a disservice not to, right? Because they need you and you want to be able to serve them. So that's one of the bonuses. You also get physical copies of our Dried and Gone to Heaven DVD set, which teaches you how to get people off of gluten by having still letting them eat chips and crackers and cookies and cakes and pies, because we have this whole course on how to make these foods with whole nuts, seeds, vegetables, fruits, and it's amazing. It's a DVD course. You get that for free. We get the physical copy to you. You can learn how to teach that stuff to your clients. And then there's a physical copy of our blood sugar balancing book. It's a big, thick binder with tons of recipes, and you can pull out pages and photocopy them and give them to your clients when you're working with them. It's awesome. And then if you're at the Mastery and Certification, you're going to be blown away by these full pay bonuses if you sign up today. If you sign up next week outside of the event, you don't get it. But you're going to get a 1 hour one-on-one practice accelerator session with me. So I'll sit down with you, look at where you're at. You don't have to take it right away. You can take it, you know, half a year in, whenever you feel ready and you're like, okay, I'm ready. I need to help focus on this business. And I can hone in on things really quickly. Who said after 20 minutes she was like blown away? And right? We can do a lot in an hour. That everybody that signs up here full pay on Mastery gets that. Plus, remember Dr. Tom O'Brien yesterday? He has a program called the Certified Gluten Practitioner Training. And you're going to get that. You're going to get into that as a bonus for doing this here at the event, pay in full. You've been through it, and it's pretty amazing. And then Steph, dear Steph. Steph is going to be starting a functional probiotics practitioner training in January or February-ish. And it's how to rebuild the digestive diversity. Learn step-by-step how to rebuild the inner ecosystem and improve results with your clients. Everybody gets access to that who signs up here today. So we are, you know, buying those programs. They're not giving them to us for free, but because we want to give you incentive and we want to support these wonderful people who have come here and spoken, we're actually buying the programs from them and giving it to you. Now, everybody else who decides that they don't want to do that will have to pay Steph to do that program, but it's worth it for sure. And then the practice accelerator, you get two hour calls with me for signing up at the event. And those can be used however you want. It can be used a 4 hour block, a half day, it can be used as single 1 hours, however you want to use it to just do another extra strategy for the program. So I'm excited and I would look forward to welcoming anybody who feels called
to do this. I would love to have you join the program. And the way that you do it is there's a like a form that looks like this. And you're going to fill it out. You're going to check the level that you're interested in. And then you're going to head to the back. There's two ways. There's Scott. Scott, raise your hand. If you know exactly that you're ready and you're ready to sign up, you're going to go and fill out the form and you're going to go to Scott back there and he'll take care of you. If you have any questions about the program and you want to just like clarify those kind of things, we have Jan and Allie and where's Lynn? Lynn, and they're going to be at those tables sitting up over there. And they'll chat with you. They'll tell you a little bit about the program. They'll answer your questions. They'll just help you to make a decision as to which level might be best for you. Okay? For those of you who are in the Mastery and Certification program who are saying, you know, I want to get one of those three slots before they're filled for the Practice Accelerator and I want to upgrade, come talk to me on this side and we'll tell you how to do that. Okay? Because it's not for everybody, and that's what I had said to Diane. You'll be ready sometime, but you're not ready now. Let's just focus on this piece. And
right.
Yeah.
She was right. I was not ready.
Right, but she's ready now. She's so ready now. Yeah, so that's basically it. And then we have an application, and what we encourage you to do is to fill out the application, and it'll tell us about you, and that'll help us to know, like, if you're ready to start, or if you're ready to start and you want to sign up now because of the great deals we're offering, then you can, but we may say, you know, before you jump fully in, here's what we want you to do first. And we may say, do the digestive Oh, and everybody will get into the digestive program first, because we're going to immediately give you access next week. Once you're in, you'll be into the Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System, which is Module 7, but we're offering that as a public program too. We've got three extra calls. We've got a retreat day for that, and you get to do that, and we'll get you started on that almost immediately. It'll be really awesome to get started on that. And then the rest of, you know, all the calls, the group coaching calls for the program in general will start in January. But you'll have group coaching calls related to that, and we'll give you all that data. One last thing I wanted to say, because I love when people are quick actors, quick action, take quick action, is that we have little goodie bags for the first five. We only have five, but there's some goodie bags back on the table. Scott's holding it up. Full of good stuff. So, you know, raffle type items that you just all gonna get. The first five to actually say yes to us today, go ahead and get those. And also, I just because in the spirit of generosity and I want to get to know everybody, the first five will also get an extra half hour call with me to just kind of get you started and see where you're at and really get to know you and launch you into this practice and business and really help hone in on which direction might be the best direction for you to take. And for the folks on the live stream, that those five, the first five will also get access to that call. Did I miss anything? If you're feeling a little... We'll talk about it. We can make you up an, we'll make you up an extra goodie bag. Yeah, so thank you. We had some great time today. It really felt like more than 2 days. Like today I was thinking, oh, it was the day before yesterday. It was probably just yesterday morning because we covered so much and there's so much here, but there's so much more. And I just would love to have you along on this journey with me. So thank you all. Yes, what else? Can somebody turn off that thing? That we don't have to have this up. It's anyway. Yeah. Sure. I could come over now and do it. Or we can answer them now to the whole group. We'd know. Is it stuff that's related to everyone or anybody that wants to hang out? We can just dismiss anybody who wants to stay around and listen to the live stream questions. They can. Oh, yeah. So dinner, 6:30. Dinner is at 6:30. If anybody has specific questions, head over to these guys. If they can't answer your questions, they'll send you over to me, and I'm going to hang out here for a while. And dinner starts at 6:30. We're going to be doing it outside. You get the food where you've been getting it in the hall. Is that right? Or they get it out there? The food is out in the hall there? Oh, the food will be outside.
Oh, we're eating outside, but the buffet will be out there too. Oh, okay, got it. So we'll be eating outside. So if you're, it's not going to be cool. I think it's going to get down to 68 degrees. No, 78 degrees. I don't know. It's going to be pretty warm, but if you want to have a jacket, you can do that. And then tonight, we have our bonus session. It starts at 8. If you want to come and learn how to enroll and engage clients in a powerful way and handle the objections when they say, but I'm not ready, you know, I don't know, I have to ask my husband, and oh no, you know, I don't think I can do this, and then I'm going to teach you how to do some of that. Okay? All right. Thank you.
You can get it.